Most kids don't show behavioral signs of autism until around the age of two. Now, scientists from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia think it may be possible to predict autism at an earlier age. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman has more on a new study conducted there and around the country.
In a national study, doctors looked at the brains of babies whose siblings had autism over time. Those babies are at a higher risk of developing autism, and they also studied a group of babies who were at a lower risk of developing autism. They did MRIs, which are considered safe for babies, at nighttime.
We took advantage of natural sleep. We had metal-free rocking chairs, and mom or could be dad, but one of the parents or caretakers would kind of rock the baby to sleep and then quickly lie them on the table, and then the table would move the baby inside the MRI and we'd start the scanning.
That's Dr. Bob Schultz, the director for the Center of Autism Research at CHOP and the principal investigator for the Philadelphia site of the study. The babies who went on to have autism by age two showed accelerated growth in their brains. Their brains began to expand more rapidly than other high-risk babies who didn't go on to have autism, as well as more rapidly than the low-risk babies. A computer-generated algorithm combined these measurements and was able to predict which babies would develop autism by age two, and which babies would not, with 94% accuracy. Interestingly, the rate of growth was highest in select regions of the temporal and the frontal lobes.
All of the literature on brain studies in kids with autism, when we do like functional MRI and look at what parts of the brain are functioning differently, those findings almost always cluster in temporal and frontal lobes. So now we're finding an early anatomical correlate to what we might see in a school-age child with autism or even an adult with autism.
Although it's early days and the research isn't ready for clinical applications, the possible implications are still important.
We've known for a long time that early intervention in toddlers and preschoolers lead to better outcomes. Now we have a tremendous opportunity to try to intervene in the first year of life, and not only to treat autism, but maybe to blunt the expression of the development of autism.
And that could improve outcomes over the course of someone's life. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.